Everybody, welcome back to Player vs. Entertainment. I'm Kieran. Today we're playing Wasteland Degenerates. Griften Stink Must Die. If you will, imagine a fade from black. This will be happening as I'm saying it. The outskirts of New Austin, Texas, 2027. Griften Stink has taken the once beloved city of Austin and turned into something new. Something much, much worse. His Edison bots roam the city, destroying anything and anybody anti-stink. But like the text of old state, you don't mess with Texas. Approximately 200 miles north of New Austin in a dive bar known as El Pequeño Gallo, a lone TV above the bar plays the news. Some story about some guy killing some other guy somewhere. Just another day in New America. A bartender, Montoya, cleans a glass with a towel. The door of the bar swings open. Remy stands in the doorway, backlit by the rising sun. You also received a letter. Would you like to describe your character and introduce who you are?
Remy is a shortwave evangelist. He's got a backpack-mounted ham radio. He's got, like, his tech gear, but also his sleeveless shirt and, like, his Hot Topic getup. And he also has a congregant following him and a cybernetic owl.
That's so cool.
The owl's probably just on his shoulder, like, chilling most of the time, I think.
Right.
And he's holding the letter.
It'd be cool if your owl was, like, the radio.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool.
Some bumblebee.
Or, like, the radio's, like, around the owl's neck.
No, I want...
Yeah. See, that way you can always... Yeah.
A knife stabs into the center of a dartboard. Casey steps into the light. They also got a letter. Casey, would you like to describe your character?
Throw it at the dartboard, or am I just really angry at a dartboard? Okay. Hello. Casey Sundown O'Neill, or just CSUN, because my guy's a little bit of a freak, and I feel like he doesn't really know how to read anymore. He is an itinerant scavenger. He's really happy all the time. He goes like this. All the time.
Precious. I
mean, he's wearing nothing but a loincloth, a couple of bags, and on his back is a really, really, really big gun.
Ooh.
And he likes to steal things. And also he likes knives.
Great.
That's about it.
Sick. You hear the rumble of a motorcycle getting closer and closer to the bar. It comes to a stop. You hear the engine cut.
Joe, his name's Joe. He walks in. He's just got like a little red notebook, maybe about that big. And it's just got this big letter sticking out of it. And he just kind of walks in very politely and looks around. And he's just like, I don't know, he just looks around for someone like, who's sending letters?
Great.
Oh yeah, he's big and he's buff and he's wearing like Magic Mike stripper clothes. And a metal bucket on his head.
As everybody kind of stands there, looking around, trying to figure out why they all receive letters, Angel slams through the back door and sprints to the bar. They did not receive a letter. They're just here. Would everybody like to introduce themselves to each other? Well, JC, you can introduce your character, and then...
Well, I'm Angel, the New Mexican Rosas. I'm a gunslinger. I might be a little crazy. And I have my big giant dog that follows in behind me. I've very Western inspired clothing, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So I run in here.
Yeah, you just come bolting through the back door.
Really thirsty.
Yeah, and you can go up to the bar and get a drink if you'd like. Montoya's just there, just cleaning glasses with this like little hand towel, kind of looking up at the news, and he's like, another day in New America.
Remy's gonna go up to Montoya.
What can I do you for?
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, so I got a letter in the mail, which I didn't even know like I had a mailbox. But anyways, someone told me to meet them here. Is there anybody waiting? Anybody been here for a while?
He looks around the room and counts 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And then he turns to a like kind of back door that's like a staff only, and he gives it a couple knocks, like, and you kind of hear some rustling from behind this door.
Who's that? What are you doing?
Just wait.
Just give it a minute.
You know, I'm a little skittish. It's like you know, it's scary out here.
I walk up to the bar at this point, too, and I wait patiently for their conversation to end.
I notice that, what's your character's name again? Remy?
Remy.
I notice that Remy's a little skinnish, and I think it's funny, so I start kind of slowly creeping up behind him. Just as this is going on, I'm just inching a little bit closer every now and then.
You want to roll me a presence check, Aaron, and then you can roll me an agility check to see if...
The 20, right? Everything's 20.
Yes, everything's a d20, and we'll see... Okay.
Got an 8.
Yeah, so Remy, you hear him coming.
What's that? Who are you? Is that your child? No. I got a congregate. No, I don't know this guy.
I'm just smiling.
Why are you naked? Like, almost naked. There's not, like, a clothing
you
shortage.
You need clothes, little guy?
Forgot
about
that. It's a great day.
Sure.
As the creepiest thing I've ever.
As a broadcast of someone getting murdered.
Like, yeah.
I look up someone's getting stabbed to death on TV, and I'm like,
"It's great to have us here." Newscasters just watching it happen.
And then I just start like pacing around behind them.
Okay.
Just like all.
You want a root beer?
No.
Do you work here? No, I was gonna order some.
Oh.
Anybody want to order? A drink? I mean, we are... Okay. Milk? Okay.
Oh, a little bit. I hear the...
I hear it, too.
Bill.
Damn it.
It's gonna be one chip.
Got any chips?
Can I get, like, a first customer discount?
No.
Chip. I'll throw in some dirty water for the dog.
Yeah, that'll work.
There's some loose nuts on. Thank you.
My dog sit at the bar.
I don't give a shit.
So while they're speaking, I kind of like peek my head around the corner. Is there anything like underneath the counter or something?
There's a shotgun that's like kind of sitting under the counter. And then just, you know, like bar stuff, bottles, towels, rags.
Like a bottle, maybe like a bottle of alcohol. I don't know. I'm trying to steal something.
Yeah, like
is what
close
I'm getting
to you.
At.
Yeah, you can.
But I don't want to steal the gun because
like,
I feel like that's gonna...
on like the shelves behind. There's definitely a bunch of bottles, and it's like a lot of it is definitely brewed here. Like they made it, and it's probably moonshine that'll make you go blind. But you can attempt to steal it if you want to roll me. Give me an agility, and you're looking for just give me an agility check here.
Natural or what? Do you want when I say the thing? Do you want me to tell you the added
with
total?
With the modifier, you can add
20.
So you get a non-nat 20. Non-nat. Yeah. So if it adds up to a 20, let me know it's not a nat 20. But you'll always add your modifier to it. Yeah, you can absolutely grab a bottle of alcohol.
Can I grab like a few? Can I just like?
Yeah, you can get like three, and you get like something that's kind of a vodka, something that's kind of more of like an IPA. Just like a big old jar of IPA, and then like definitely a moonshine that smells like pure alcohol.
As an act of goodwill, I like slip it to those two. Not you, because you drink milk and you're weird. But I slip it to those two, and I was like, "There's a 5-finger discount," and I give it to both of them.
Yeah,
he doesn't notice this. He's kind of looking up at the TV after he's given you your milk, and he's just like,
"Will your morals allow this?" Or can
no,
I take
I'm
yours?
Chased.
Okay, I take yours too. I take both of them.
Chased by who?
Just who is in the back room? What's happening?
As you say that, the door kind of swings open, slam, and a man steps out. He's kind of a taller dude, definitely more Western wear. Got like some nice work jeans on, some work boots, and like just like a standard kind of like flannel button up. He steps out, and he kind of looks at all of you. He gets to Angel, and he's like, "Okay."
Excuse me, did you send this letter?
Yes, I did. Those are dollar signs. I'm offering you a lot of money in exchange for what I'm going to ask y'all all to do. If you could all follow me and take a seat, I guess since you're here. Okay. Is she with you? Any of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He definitely believes your yes more than yours.
Oh, God.
come take a seat, and he just leads you guys over to a little table where he sits down, and he sits down, and they kind of like waves towards Montoya to get you all a round of drinks. It's like anything particular?
Milk,
root beer.
Apple juice.
God, what is this?
We make our own sarsaparilla in a house. Apple juice is a little tough. There's not many apples around anymore.
Milk is good.
Cows survived.
I'll take milk then.
Okay.
We want a little man.
So, question. The canteen, right? What we rolled for water earlier?
Yes.
Is that, like, it's max? Is that what we're talking about?
No. So any liquids you find will add to your water amount. Any non-alcoholic liquid. Because alcohol is not hydration.
Shake the canteen at him.
So you're good?
Okay.
No, give me water.
Oh, water. Okay, it's not the cleanest water, but it's drinkable. Yeah, so he kind of motions towards Montoya. Montoya, you know, goes to work, and he brings you all your drinks, and he sets them down in front of you. Oh, my book. And
hey, you klutz.
Sorry.
And he goes back, just cleaning a different glass. He's just kind of holding it. It's the same glass. He's just been like, he's, you know, he's bored. All right, look. My name's James Webb. I brought you all here because...
The telescope.
Yes.
The Webb part, not the James part. That's like my father. Anyways, the reason I brought you here is because there is a certain man that I would like to see out of commission, if I can put it that way. And somehow, we decided that you three, and I guess you, were the most fit for this job. So, y'all all know who Grifton Stink is? Runs New Austin.
For a little bit of flavor text real quick, I don't feel like I have a home, so I'm really curious how he sent me this letter.
Yeah, all of these letters just kind of appeared in your stuff one day. Like, you know, none of you really have homes. You're all kind of nomads. You got here first and were just kind of playing knife darts in the corner. You probably found yours, like, just on your motorcycle. You
flavor for me, Remy didn't show up for the money. He got the note and then simultaneously received, like, mandate, divine
we can tell you
yeah,
in a second,
intervention
yeah.
to tell him to go to this place to meet this man.
Yeah.
So that's why he's here.
You just showed up. So yeah, you would have just all found this note with your stuff, not like literally in a mailbox.
I think Webb says stink and Joe just kind of goes
Grifton Stink. You all know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big tech guy up in New Austin. Okay. Well, doesn't matter. Either way, we need him dead. So, y'all up for the job? A lot of chips on this one. Could set y'all up for a pretty long time.
What do you say, team?
As well as some, you know, some guarantees for your safety if you can do the deed. I mean, killing this guy won't be easy. People will come after you if you do so, but
he kind of clutches his ear and he says, like, the waves, the sound waves, the broadcast compels me.
Okay, take that as a yes. Anybody else?
Yeah, yeah, we're in.
Yeah, sure.
I give him two thumbs up because I forgot I'm really happy.
Right. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, so, from what I know, he'll be taking a rocket, like a space rocket, to Mars in a couple of days. And we need y'all to do the deed before he gets off world. It's very important.
Oh, he's doing it. I thought you meant us.
No,
we all aren't getting on a rocket.
Work in space.
Look, y'all are from the area. You understand what has happened to our beautiful state. Now, new country, as we have moved from, we're still part of New America, but like as a territory now, I think it's very confusing. We succeeded, then we're brought back in. I think we're like a Puerto Rico situation now. It's very confusing. And it's all Grifton Stink's fault. All right. He came down here, he destroyed all of it. So, you know, so the people I work for are putting a lot of money on this. Somebody want to give me a presence check? Whoever feels like it. All of you, if you want.
I have a plus two.
minus one, so I think it'd be funny.
Five.
Nine.
Ten.
I got a dirty one. Unnatural one.
You got a nat one?
Unnatural. Unnatural.
Unnatural.
I got three minus two.
So not a fumble. Yeah, so...
Nobody.
This guy, like y'all aren't picking up anything weird about this guy. He says his employer, but that could be, like, you know, the gas barons. That could be anybody. I'm not saying it is the gas barons. I'm saying he could work for anybody out in the wasteland. There's probably a plenty of people that want Grifton Stink dead. So you're all going to have to make it down to New Austin and try to put a stop to him before he gets on that Mars X rocket. And the TV starts playing like kind of a news intro. He stops talking and turns it up. And the news says, he turns up the volume on the TV. The news says, Grifton Stink, famed billionaire, tech mogul, will be taking a Mars X rocket to colonize Mars in approximately 2 days.
Ain't that what you just said?
Shit, he moved up the timeline.
I tell you, they're quick.
The broadcasts are visual now. You guys can see that shit too? For real? Like, actually?
Yeah.
That's a television, son.
A what?
You're not that old.
I got a radio.
You got a
radio, but you haven't seen it? Whatever. Look, we thought y'all had a week. Turns out you got 2 days. I'm going to need y'all to hit the road.
Will the pay increase from that?
Sure.
Okay.
That was easy.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
was
the people I'm working for are willing to put a lot of money on this, so. If y'all get it done.
The one person without a letter.
Yeah.
If y'all get it done, we will make sure that y'all are rewarded.
I was happy to be here.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
Great.
Y'all have vehicles, right?
Yeah, I got one.
I travel on foot.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I'm in the market for some Heelys, though.
There might be some people down south towards Austin that could
get you some.
Oh, huge.
I got a question.
All the malls are fucked.
For Mr. Joseph... What is your name?
Gladstone.
Mr. Joseph Gladstone. How big are you, Mr. Joseph Gladstone?
Gentle giant is kind of the vibe I'm thinking here. Maybe like an easy 6'5 or something like that. Like,
I'll make this a little easier. Am I skinny enough and are you big enough for me to just kind of hop on top of you whenever I want?
I'll let Kieran decide that, but you think he's...
What gun do you have?
Big ass sniper rifle.
Like, yeah, you could ride him for a bit, but you can't use the sniper rifle on his back.
If I want to get...
But if you found, like, a pistol, you could probably... Yeah, you could backpack on the motorcycle. That's what they call it.
Don't know if he just takes up too much of the cycle.
Nah. But you're like, kind of small enough to grab on. And it's more of like a... It's like a Harley, like, chopper, so it has a little bit more room on it. A moped?
Like a souped-up moped. With, like, a railgun mounted on the
moped. I imagine you...
It's candy.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's about the milk, Spider-Man. The milk.
It's about the milk.
Ew.
All right, look.
Any of y'all have a map? Y'all know where New Austin is?
Sure.
You just did two directions.
Well, whichever one's correct.
Neither of them. He pulls out a map and kind of sets it on the table. Look, we're here, and he points at Dallas, which we are currently in Dallas. Still just Dallas. Like, New Austin's New Austin. It's Texas and New America. It's just Dallas. Yeah. Y'all got to make it down to New Austin. Y'all got to make it down to New Austin and catch this man before he leaves in his rocket. All right? So y'all hit the road. We'll have a way to contact y'all. Get to it.
Okay.
Go. Take your drinks on the road. Go.
Okay.
Get.
Sure.
Glass of milk.
Does he have anything on him?
He's got like a gun in a holster, but you probably wouldn't be able to. Like, it's in the holster and has like the little flap that goes over it, so he's got to like undo the flap to pull it out.
Is it a nice gun?
Not
particularly. It's just like a handgun.
Anybody allergic to dogs?
Nope, I'm cool with it.
Okay. She rides front seat. Is that okay?
So your car has, with the dog, room for two more people.
I got two people.
Yeah, yeah. You're with me. Come on.
Yeah, what's his name? Forgot about him. Is that an in-character shoot?
Yeah. What's your name again? His name's Bastard.
Bastard.
Okay. Well, you know, with the five of you, you can probably get this done. This is one man who, you know, owns the most money in the world and fucked up Texas. Good luck. And then he kind of gets up and walks away. Y'all can take the map. And then he heads back into that back room that he was in.
Slither onto his shoulders.
Yeah, would y'all like to hit the road?
Yeah, let's hit the road.
Great.
Get on the
who
moped.
Was the map given to?
It looked like Connor picked it up, but
yeah. We'll follow you then.
Okay.
We're in a little convoy.
Would somebody like to roll me a d20?
I would do it. I like rolling dice.
One.
Wait, what am I rolling for? Or just rolling?
Give me a number. You just roll
them. Four.
So the weather is going to be a dry heat, so just kind of a, you know, nice Texas summer day. No humidity, just heat. Dry, making you parched. Yeah. And y'all can hit the road. As y'all drive on down to...
Big question, because we never did figure this out. When I asked him to give me more water... How much water did he
get? Yeah, in your canteen, you'll probably get about another two days of water.
Awesome.
Is there anything y'all like to do before y'all leave?
I'm ready. No, before we leave? No.
No.
If anyone's wondering, my moped is red with white flames, and it says Milkman on the side of it.
That's awesome.
It does have a rail gun of some size mounted on the front of it, like right in front of me, so I can just go. And it does. I like squeeze a thing, and it makes a really loud, like...
I slither off your shoulders just to look at it for a second. I'm like, fucking sick. And then I slither right back on.
She's my pride and joy.
Sorry, I'm slowly turning more and more into like a snake, but with little arms.
He's like in my ear.
Salamander.
Like your wheels, bro. All
right. So yeah, y'all get driving.
Y'all be the way, cause y'all have the map.
There are still radio stations going, as obviously you're using a shortwave ham radio. A lot of the radio is just, you know, like Texas country greatest hits. Jack FM is still going strong, or other shortwave evangelists that are out in the waste just spreading the word. And after some time, y'all stumble upon some wreckage. Would anybody like to roll me a D66?
66?
So two D6s. Don't add them. Just give me the two numbers separately.
Five.
53.
You find a bust down car with a working engine. And if you put it in somebody else's vehicles, it would gain 5 HP and 5 miles per gallon and a free turbocharger mod. It would take you probably a good couple of hours to get that installed into your car, which is the only vehicle that could take that engine. You know what? Roll me a knowledge, and you're looking for a 14.
Is there any action in this game that lets me help him? Does that have a thing here?
What's your knowledge? Zero. If you had a plus, I'd say yes, but because you're just kind of
like stupid, so I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
I got a 5 in total.
Yeah, you can't figure out how to strap that engine to your moped. You could throw it in the trunk, though.
I didn't even get off the moped. Just go.
No, hey. Throw it in my trunk, big guy.
I can't pick up cars.
Not with the engine.
Engines are also pretty fucking heavy. Oh my god!
Holy shit! Oh my god.
Attaboy, come on.
It's like dripping oil.
I'm a human being, not a dog.
Sorry. Adaman.
Okay. Great.
I guess that's better.
As y'all continue along, you eventually stumble upon some remnants of the old world. A first landmark on your adventure from Dallas. I
swear to god, if it's a Buc-ee's.
It is a Buc-ee's. Now, gas is extremely expensive, and y'all could probably make it to Austin on what you have.
We siphon someone's fuel.
You could attempt.
You slithery.
Yeah.
Let's do the Bucky's challenge.
Would you like to roll me some presents first? Roll me a presents.
Bucky's challenge?
My presents.
Yes.
What's the Bucky's challenge?
Staying in a Bucky's for about 24 hours?
You gotta kill 13. Gregory Stank
eating,
or whatever in
2 days.
Gregory
everything in the Bucky's?
I don't think there's anything left in these Bucky's.
Should we prank Bucky?
This is a bustle. This is a working Bucky's. Like, people are working here. People are going in, getting beef jerky, coming out, gassing up their cars. These people are, like wealthy people, but...
It's like a fucking outpost when you think about it. Like,
With your 12, you... you notice that you see some Edison bots, which, for some context here, Grifton Stink bought Boston Dynamics some number of years ago, and he named it something stupid like Austin Dogenamics, and now he has a bunch of bipedal and canine-like robots that patrol New Austin and the surrounding area. They still need to charge every 3 hours, though, because they suck, and they can't, you know, do anything for more than that.
Are they not gas powered?
They are not. They are still EV powered. There are more charging stations than gas stations here, but still somehow overall worse for the environment, even though this Bucky's is mostly EV, which is why gas is expensive. So yeah, you see some Edison bots. They're not aggressive, but they're just kind of walking around patrolling, just like in a line, just kind of like the very stupid, like Boston Dynamics, like little robot walk that they do.
A little too bouncy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Austin Dogenamics. I feel like I was pretty...
pretty good off the dome there.
Good.
Oh, I have that written down. I wrote that down. Made a bunch of jokes. Thanks, Kyle. So yeah, anybody want to... Y'all can buy some stuff here?
Maybe fill up the milkmobile. I'm going to go make a stop.
The milkmobile?
Okay.
I guess I'm going to leave him to fill up my milkmobile.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to go pay homage to the Bucky statue.
So now there are things you can buy here.
I just want to, like, leave some tokens in front of him.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to follow close behind.
But...
I'm going to follow from an appropriate distance.
Is anybody looking to buy anything?
I would like to buy 1 day's worth of water.
A day's worth of water. That's going to be 1 credit for some cleanish water.
What do they have here?
Yeah, because I'm thinking C4.
So they got beaver nuggets.
They don't have any C4.
I like beaver nuggets.
Yeah.
You could get some water. You could trade some food tokens in for some little bit better food. You know, they got their beef jerkies, their little dried nuts, dried fruits.
Can
I get some jerky?
Yeah, it's just gonna be a 1-to-1 ratio again, but you can specify jerky.
I want to give it to the dog secretly.
I want to pass it to him
in the front seat.
Can I get some sunglasses with Bucky
the
Beaver on it?
Yeah, so there's a food pack. There's food rations, decent food. So for the jerky, it'll be rations. So there's enough for a day, and you can reroll ones on long rest healing when you eat it. So if you take a long rest and you need to heal, you'll reroll any ones you roll to heal.
Beaver nuggets also be 1 day worth of rations? Not for me personally, but...
Would y'all consider beaver nuggets rations or decent? They're kind of a sweeter, like more of a delicacy. They might be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
You think that's fair?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So it'll be 3 credits for enough beaver nuggets to last you a day. You get to roll twice on long rest healing and take the higher result.
Some beaver nuggets.
Why like some of those nuggets. Candy pecans and a pair of Bucky's sunglasses.
We'll say that the candy pecans are also decent food, so that's another 3 credits. And the Bucky's sunglasses are 2 credits and considered goggles. They do have a night vision version of the Bucky's glasses, but those are 500 credits. 500 chips, sorry,
oh
chips. Night vision Bucky's glasses.
No, I just want the sunglasses.
Where?
Just in the store. There's just a bunch of them. They're behind like a little glass thing. Then, like,
have you left the tokens in front of the statue
yet?
Yeah,
I think I went in first. I bought beaver nuggets. I opened it.
Sorry, I've got sticky fingers.
I left like a clump because they get kind of stuck in a clump. I just left a clump at the foot of the statue.
Damn, I was totally going to take your money if you left it down there.
No, I don't leave. I'm not leaving any money, but I'm going to leave a clump of beaver nuggets. I'm going to pull out that little red notebook and I'm just going to start like writing in it.
Okay.
Profound.
You were gassing up the milkmobile.
Yes.
Which gas. A gallon of gas is 4 credits.
I did not hand you my card when I asked you to fill it up. So,
how? I'm looking at the gas thing.
Oh.
I want to steal the gas. I will never pay for gas.
You give me a 16 on a knowledge check, you can figure out how to steal some gas.
Yeah. I have zero knowledge, so hold on.
Oh.
Hey, it's 18.
18, yeah. So you figure out that instead of stealing the gas from the gas pump, you should steal the gas from the other cars.
Gas man.
And you can go and siphon off some gas from a car.
Do I have like a hose or something, or do I like
a funnel?
You know what?
You find one and you.
I go inside. I get like a bunch of straws
from the drink section.
And a Bucky's employee's like, "What are you? Those are free. I don't give a shit." Okay.
I start taking napkins out of principal just because I'm mad that he asked me that, but I'm still happy. I'm smiling.
I think Ruby sees this and he's like, "Damn it, he's resourceful." And then Bastard's like, "Can I go get something?" And Remy's like, "No, just go take a piss. Go pee."
Is that your child?
No. He's my one and only follower. I preach every Sunday and Wednesday nights, and he's the only one who shows up.
Oh, bless his heart.
And then, like, I sneak some jerky to dog.
Word.
You're cool. I like you.
All right.
Yeah, so you can siphon some gas. We'll say you get, roll me a D4.
I don't know what that was. It's a 2.
So you get 2 gallons of gas off of some other vehicles. Yeah. Great.
And then I come back and I go. And I spit it back into the tank. And then I wipe my mouth like this.
So that.
Oh my god.
That's going to be the
Buckies. Anything else anybody wants to do? Has everybody peed?
Tokens and written my poetry, so.
Right. I've written my poetry.
How bad so do I sensitive. Want the night vision goggles? Hold on.
They're going to be pretty tough to steal.
These charging stations, what do they look like and how close are they together?
They all kind of look like penises.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they all just kind of look like wieners that are just like in a row, kind of like a weird cemetery row of penises.
How easy would it be if I wanted to like get him to topple one and see if they all like fell like dominoes?
How easy would it be to convince him? You talk to him about that.
Like, that's a great distraction.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come here.
I walk two feet closer.
See those things over there?
You ever heard of the Bucky's Challenge?
Yeah, young man, have you ever?
Yeah, I see.
Oh. Whatever challenge you did, this is different, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to loosen the bolts on the bottom of this station right here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I want you to push it nonchalantly. You're a big guy. Yeah. You could pass it off as an accident easy.
Okay.
Oh, I'm big. I don't know how to control my body very well.
I'm not appreciating the stereotype.
Well, I know, but it's just a stereotype. It's not true.
Well.
Right? So.
But the more I do it, the more people will think it's true.
Okay, listen. Can you do this for me? And I will give you some of my candy pecans here. Awesome. So what you're gonna do is just nonchalantly push it over. We're gonna watch them all topple.
I've made up my mind. I go get in position because yeah. He looks convinced.
Yeah, those candy pecans. I was like,
oh, yeah. Okay, great. Now, what are you gonna say if they ask you, "Hey, man, what are you doing?"
Whoops. Question mark. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. That's how you do it.
Whoops. Okay.
All right. Okay. We're gonna come over here and pretend we're doing something else. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me loosen these bolts first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shield me with your giant body.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna loosen the bolts.
How many bolts is she having to loosen? You describe this as a graveyard of electric.
I'm imagining like they're bolted to.
Yeah,
I don't
bolted
know.
To the concrete.
Yeah, to the concrete.
Like two pretty big bolts. You're not loosening the bolts on all of them, are you?
It fall like dominoes, and I'm thinking, how many bolts?
Maybe I'm stupid.
Look,
no, listen,
this is
I'm
a
stupid.
Stink
product. They're not bolted into the fucking floor. They're
and I'm also
there.
I'm also pretty.
The balls are for security. They're for
you might
appearances.
Yeah. They
and,
might explode.
And I'm a little stupid, so I'm thinking, even if they were not all bolted, I'm still thinking, oh, they'll all fall over. But I loosened the bolts on the the first one. I'm like, okay, go, go, go. And I run behind like a pillar next to like, I'm like leaning against the like the other side of like a gas pump station whistling.
I look around. Are there any, what'd you call them? Stink bots? What were they?
Edison bots.
Edison stink bots. Bots.
It stinks
stink
on that.
Bots is funny.
But anyway, yeah. Are there any of those just like...
No, not in the immediate area.
Okay. I just kind of...
They're kind of like walk around the Buc-ee's and right now they're on the back.
Okay. Well, I just kind of look around. I just kind of...
Yeah?
Give me a strength check.
It doesn't work.
You're actually stronger than I am. Believe it or not.
Are you?
That's an 11.
Holy cow.
I'll give it an 11.
That's okay. Not right. Because
Alex... That's not your name.
Angel.
Loosen the bolt. An 11's good enough to just knock these... Like I said, like they're shitty. So yeah, you can just knock them over and... Dink. And it doesn't look like it's going to go. And then they all just go. There's just a big crash. They light into fire. And some Buc-ee's employees just run out. They're like, what the hell?
Bastard runs out. He's like trying to get in the car. I'm like,
oh
rolling
my
up
God.
The window.
That's technically an act of terrorism, what you just did. Is technically an act of terrorism.
I'm sorry, are you shouting at this young boy?
Yeah, he just knocked over all the...
I'm just a big oak.
Look at the size of him.
I rolled
really
down the window.
He
can't help that he's big.
I can't help that I'm
Y'all
big.
Are you
me
body
feel like
shaming
the...
him?
You know what?
I'm not mad that he... Look,
why don't you get
it
your
wasn't
manager.
An accident. Okay, he said, whoops, it's an accident. I understand that it's an accident, and it's not necessarily your fault.
You know,
however, we will need compensation for it because you broke an item that didn't belong to you.
You know what? I want you to go in and get all of your managers, and in fact, all of your employees and your security teams. I want to speak with everyone.
Only
and you
five
go bring
of us
them
work
out.
Here, and we're all standing
we're
right
all
here.
All five of them out.
We're all already
oh,
out
so
here.
The store is empty of
four
all
of
employment.
Four of them are putting out the fire.
So you're saying all your employees standing are standing out there?
All of our employees are standing out here right now at this moment.
Cut to.
Smiling, I'm like, these guys are great. So what are they behind? It's just a glass case?
It's like a little plexiglass case.
Is there like a lock on it or is it just glass?
No, there's just like a hinge where you can clearly open it.
Oh.
Yep.
Add some night vision goggles to your...
Yeah! Finally some clothes on
you
this
just put, you put them on
their goggles.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah,
I just walk out with them on. I'm like, it's really fucking bright.
Roll me a you can turn them off, but roll me a presence to see if.
I'll just see if you know how to turn them
off. Uh-oh, that's a 3.
That's a 3?
I'm going to roll a presence here. Okay. It's a technically a fail. But they look at you and they're like, were you wearing those earlier?
Yeah, those are his security.
I bought them.
Okay. Sir? Look, somebody's gonna need to pay. Somebody's gonna need to pay for these Edison chargers.
As far as I'm convinced, I already did. These were expensive.
Yeah, and it seems like a design flaw. Really, I mean,
I didn't design them.
They
not a very accommodating.
They do look like penises. I didn't think that.
I know. So why? Yeah, look, it already the place already looks loads better. So
ew.
Hey, you
gross.
Got that.
Roll me a presence here, JC.
16.
Yeah, you got this guy. He's like, look, it was an accident, okay?
Sure was.
And it technically, if I reported it, it would technically be a minor act of terrorism. I hope you learned your lesson to be a little bit more careful, sir.
Absolutely.
Being one of the only still functioning businesses in New America, in New Texas, the rest of America's fine. Just Texas, that shit. We'll let it go.
Thank you.
But, you know.
We love Buc-ee's. We really do.
Everybody
we love
does.
Buc-ee. He's.
May he smile upon us.
Mm-hmm.
May he smile upon us. Buc-ee's are like, it's totally like a weird religious cult now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hear tell of a beast all the time.
Every day we're closer and closer to his righteous tail slapping upon us and cutting down our trunk. He's a beaver.
Yeah.
I thought he was a chimpunk.
He's a beaver. In real life, you thought he was a chipmunk?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I meant it.
I like that little dog with the little cape that's like there when you like drive to Denton. There's a gas station that's huge and it has like a little dog with a little cape like this.
That's adorable.
And they got sued by Buc-ee's because they were like, your mascot's too similar. And they're like,
it's a
It's a fucking dog in a cape.
Wow. That's one fucked up looking dog.
Crazy.
A little Texas lore for y'all out there. Yeah, so y'all are good to go. But, you know, just be a little careful next time, sir. And you're lucky the Edison bots didn't see you. Otherwise, they would have lasered your asses. So get the hell out of here before lasers. Get the hell out of here.
Fucking with the glasses.
I'm a pacifist.
I'm like,
did you fill up the milk movie?
Did you guys know that? About
I did.
Leave, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for patronage. Get out of here.
Of course.
They all kind of walk back inside.
Have a day. Pull up the milkmobile to my burly friend.
Very nice. I'll hop on it.
And then he crushes my back.
Ah! He fixes it because before you're all like this, he's like, oh.
Yay. Thank you.
I feel like
cured.
A new man.
That's what the milkmobile does to you.
Am I driving now? Is that what's
happening? How many miles till
our
destination?
I mean, if you
want to
drive it, I'll let you drive.
I could drive.
You can drive.
I haven't driven in 20 years.
Math. Well, maybe I
should drive. And we peel out.
Oh God!
We'll say y'all got still maybe 100 miles to go.
Easy work.
Shoot.
What?
I wanted to do something before we left.
What do you want
to
do?
Yeah, we don't have to leave right away.
I have a survival skill of trapping, and I kind of want to trap the Edison bots.
Trap them with what?
Like a bear trap?
Do you have a bear trap?
No. Can I buy one at Bucky's?
It's a beaver trap.
Go
no,
back in.
What do you see?
Sorry.
No.
Can you
I
check
love
the
that
online
idea.
Stock
if you see
for bear
C4
traps?
In there.
See, the way pacifism works
I
is that if I'm gone by the time this plays out, it's not on me.
You so violent.
If they don't
so
have it here,
real.
We can just hit up the Bass Pro Shop.
We could go to the place
no,
with the little
it's
the little dog on the cape.
It's righteous violence.
Or the little
righteous
the
violence.
Little dog with the cape. We can go there if this place doesn't let us buy bear traps.
I love
We're
Kynes.
Going south.
I love Kynes.
Kynes is amazing.
Don't.
What about the Dairy Queen?
They do sell
the
mines.
My mistress, the Dairy Queen.
They sell mines. But not bear traps.
I'd love to buy a mine.
It's 150 credits for a mine. For an anti-armor mine, which you would need, for an anti-personnel mine, it's only 100.
I have 48.
Well.
How many for armored?
150.
Yikes. That's going to be like four.
Can
you
steal me? Okay.
No.
Okay, then
keep
we could just leave.
I've flattened his spinal cord in such a way that his delinquent tendencies are gone.
Yeah.
they will come back.
I've rehabilitated him.
Cured his kleptomania.
Sit on him and rehabilitate.
This won't be the last of me.
My
spine will hunt itself again. Just give me a moment.
As y'all hit the road, you know, you're driving for a little while. Milk and meals running smooth.
Always does. Creamy.
Yeah.
Hear her purr.
Hear that purr. It sounds like that one weird vehicle in Willy Wonka where it's just like bubbling.
Oh, that's a good one. Should get into Foley work.
Should do voice acting.
You should do
me up.
As y'all. What are you messing with?
I was just looking at the battery level.
As y'all mess with. Not mess with. As y'all continue down, you know, these highway roads towards New Austin, these country roads. You hear just another car. You kind of look in your rear view, Angel, and you see in the distance just a bunch of dust being kicked up and another kind of a large truck coming up on y'all. It's driving pretty fast. And eventually it makes it to you and pulls up beside you. And it is a... I didn't replace the name for this. It's an Edison truck. We'll say that. Flying an American flag and a Grifton stink flag. American flag on one side, Grifton stink flag on the other. They speed by you, hooting, hollering, playing, blasting music. And they pull in front of you and they just kind of slow down right away. Are you in front of them? Because you have the map.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so they'd pull in front of you and kind of hit the brakes, causing you to like slam the brakes.
I am driving, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. He's driving. I'm just gonna like reach around him, grab the rail gun. I'm not sorry. We're on a deadline.
Immediately hostile.
Boom. Yeah, dude.
So my is that all right? Is that okay? Am I messing up your scene here, or violencing?
Before we continue, though, I just want to know what the stink flag looks like.
Yeah,
Stink on the flag.
His face. Yeah.
Any other part of him that's potentially?
Yeah, definitely do. Don't do it. But yeah, we all know what you're. You know, he's kind of Yeah. His heart's going out. His heart's going out, and he's got a bunch of little stink lines.
It's like deep fried to shit.
It's deep fried.
It's like this is like an made in China. Yeah, like you, can see the pixels on you found this at a rally. It's a JPEG that has just been blown up to like flag size, not supposed to be that big.
Anyway, so this railgun fires a roughly infinite supply of metal shavings. Does 3d10 damage to vehicles.
Cool. So roll.
I wasn't so skinny. I feel like you'd be crushing my face right now.
Yeah, maybe it's where you're just like, huh, look at that cool stink flag. Just like big muscular arms come out from like.
I don't have that one. I guess I kind of do.
No.
No.
I'm like,
shh. I don't see nothing.
Just drive forward.
You see nothing. Yeah, roll me.
10? Or do I have to hit first?
You gotta hit first. It's right in front of you, though, so I'm looking for like a 10 on like an agility.
Agile. Well, hopefully we do that. Oh, wow, look at that. 10 exactly.
Great.
8. Somebody else do math.
14. 9. 23.
Does it say it ignores armor or anything? No. Okay, so this guy does have some armor. He has 1d4 armor. And he blocks 1 damage. So you do how much? 22 damage to him. Great.
Man, did not just come to
fun. Yeah, this railgun just blasts through the back window, just hits one of the flags. You can choose which flag it takes out.
Oh,
I'll,
shit!
I'll take out the stink flag.
Yeah, it just takes out the stink flag, which just like falls over, starts dragging on the side of the road. Just blows out this back window straight through the front. And this guy's like, what the fuck? And he like slams the brakes to where you're going to like hit him if you can't stop. Shit. So give me a...
Oh, hold on, I got a question.
You crashed the milk mobile, you're dead.
Before we do this, when we fired the railgun, did it like give us some recoil backwards?
Nah, it's a railgun. Doesn't have any recoil. That's how railguns work.
See
right?
What...
I think so.
I don't know.
I think that was in Transformers 3 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one in Overwatch.
I don't know if that's
recoil.
Accurate.
Yeah, Sojourn's.
Okay.
Yeah, Sojourn's.
So.
It's a Gauss rifle.
Immediate. Just...
I don't remember what's that.
Sorry, man.
Got my way.
I'm driving.
Out me way.
Out me way now.
Give me a agility check here to see if you can swerve out.
You got it. Wait, hold on.
It's a 13.
Is it? Okay, that's a 15 then.
Sweet. Yeah, you kind of... He slams the brakes. You manage to swerve around him. Y'all guys are coming up on the truck. Would you like to swerve or slam the brakes? Or...
I'd like to swerve. Are there any other car? Can I look around and see if there's any other
Just
car?
This guy. Okay, so give me... you have time to react, so yeah, you'll be able to kind of swerve out of the way and follow. As you guys swerve, do you just pass him, or you try to, like... Well, he slams his brakes, so you guys go past him. And as you look back, you see somebody clamber out of the back of the window and into the bed of the truck and, like, pull out, like, a mounted Gatling gun.
Oh,
like,
shit!
Tiny, like...
Okay.
And wait, they're just like revving this thing up,
okay.
Getting ready to just start shooting
past
at y'all.
Them, right? They
both passed them now.
Yes,
because they slammed the brakes as soon as that railgun went through.
I tried to sideswipe them while we were going past. Damn. Okay. Then
Roll me a d6 to see who's going first here.
I guess I'll.
Anybody can do it. What is that?
One.
So they're gonna go first.
Hi, guys.
Aaron.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey, guys.
So,
I'm fired.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No.
The stink flag.
So they're going to... He's charging up this Gatling gun, and he's just going to kind of do like a sweep with it. who's on the back of the moped? You? Great. And then you're in the back of the car.
Yes.
And you're in the car.
Looking out the back me window and I see the Gatling front. Gun come out.
So, Remy, Angel, and Joe, give me defense checks. So we're looking for a DR 12 toughness check.
Yeah, armor, what does that take off?
I got an 18.
Or are we just...
The armor will affect your damage taken, not your defense. So you succeed on your defense. You kind of duck under these bullets as they like start like through your window. Yeah. Remy? A three? Roll for the other guy too. Yeah. Give him...
Does he also have toughness minus one?
Yeah, he has your stats.
Seven.
All right. And then what'd you get? 11. So, unfortunately, y'all fail and you fail. So, he's going to roll. It does 3d6 damage here.
Remy!
It's split among the three of y'all, not 3d6 individually. That's insane. Five.
Cheese grater.
Six. Seven. Eight. He's going to do 8 damage here. Split among the three of y'all, and we'll split it evenly. So, or you can give it all to Bastard. Well, I'll let you use Bastard as a shield if you want.
Kill him immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Bastard like pops up to see what's going on. Like he was taking a nap on the floorboard.
Is he like an animal?
No, he's just like a guy. Like I was sleeping in the back seat.
And he was in the floorboards doing that. Okay. He can't sleep in this. He's not allowed on the couch. Great.
So and he's like looking.
He gets unfortunately riddled with
just riddled with bullets.
What's going on?
So how much health did he have?
If it's mine, oh, he had 6.
He had 6 health out of the 8 damage. Yeah, so he'll soak up. You know, he'll probably live if you take some damage. If you take like 2, he'll live.
Yeah, I'll take 2.
So he'll take 4 damage. You'll take 2. And you'll take 2 damage here, but you have armor, which can decrease it by up to a D2, right?
Yeah, minus
D2. So, yeah, roll me a D2. You just roll a D4 and, you know.
What?
Yep, so you only take 1 damage here. Okay. And you're doing pretty good. It hits you in the head and you're fine.
And you, like, ricochets off
my bucket. He kicked your bucket.
He did.
All right.
What have they done to my boy?
Whoever wants to go first can go first.
Like, just slam for you.
So, like, clutching my wounds, I roll down the window, and then I send out my cybernetic owl to go fuck them up.
Okay.
Ah, fuck them up.
They're so, vehicle and characters are going to kind of do different.
Wait, hold on. They're not moving anymore, right?
They've started driving behind y'all now. Oh, as y'all drove off, they're chasing you.
Okay. Because I was like, if we are come to a stop, it's a different thing. Okay, never mind. We're moving.
Yeah. So, are you sending your owl to attack?
Yes.
Okay, so give me a... What does it need?
I have D3 damage.
But it needed, like, a stat presence or something to... I guess just a hit. Yeah, give me a strength. Give me a strength check.
What does the morale stat do?
Morale is, like... After a round, we check morale to see if a creature with morale flees. So.
11.
Yeah, it just can't get into that front window to try to, like, peck at this guy. Are you going for the guy on the Gatling gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the you kind of send your owl in, and he just, like, sees it. He starts, like, shooting at it, and your owl has to back off, and he just can't make it there.
Okay.
That won't be your, like, turn if you... want to do something else. You can't really do a whole lot else.
That's all I can do.
Who else wants to go?
I'll go. So I'm driving, right? Like, how much can you do on a turn? This is the first time we're doing combat. How does this work?
As much as I say yes to. Okay. You generally can attack. You can talk to people as a free action. You can interact with an object, and you can attack. Like, all... And that would be one turn. You can do all three of those things.
Okay. So...
I talk to him. Sure. Like, milkman.
Yeah.
I say, take the wheel, because I can't shoot while I'm driving.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm also
responsible.
Better.
I like that. Yeah, I good like quality.
And I want him to pull up next to her car so I can jump on it and then lay down and fucking take a turn to aim.
Okay. I like it. I believe there is a thing to roll for in terms of jumping onto cars.
Could I maybe assist him in that, since it's me, like, kind of pulling him over there?
And they're behind us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're behind you, and I'm in front of you, so I'll have to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Like, pull so, back, yeah.
Which
the,
is fine. I'm gonna...
Who has the bag of grenades?
That would be me.
Could you just drop a couple and run over them?
I suppose I could.
That might be... This doesn't work.
That might be better than me just...
No, but that's cooler, though.
You could do both. Probably do both, yeah.
Yeah, see what you can do with the gun first, and then we can sprinkle a few Easter
eggs. Yeah, I
kind of want
to keep those explosives, because it sounds like they're going to be going towards
true.
A rocket.
Oh, true.
Ooh,
those
wait.
Don't, those don't do well with explosions. Perf. Well, I mean, they kind of are explosions. I don't know.
They don't like other explosions.
Yeah, they don't like external.
They like very controlled explosions.
They like their own explosions.
It's like a car works by... causing explosions,
oh,
but I don't think a
that.
Car would respond well
that's
to a
scary.
Fucking bomb,
okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, I feel like if you just shoved a grenade in the rocket's ass, it wouldn't do very well.
So, I'm gonna need a DR-14 agility check as you guys are driving and you're trying to jump from a motorcycle to a car.
Once again, can I help him?
Yeah, I'll let you help him. You can give him
my thing, my little special thing says my in a vehicle chase, which this seems to be that.
This is indeed a vehicle chase.
My test for driving tests is agility DR-10. So I don't know what that's going to
Yeah, yeah, I'll let you give him advantage on this. So you're looking for a 14.
Okay. All right.
You roll twice, take the higher number.
Not that one. That would have been 4. That one is a non-natural 20.
Non-natural.
Or sorry, not. It's an 18. Never 18. Mind.
Great. Yeah. So you can jump from this motorcycle to this car. You kind of as you clamber along the hood of the car or the roof of the car.
This guy's insane. He's nuts.
And then are you choosing to aim? So that won't be shooting this round, but once it gets back to you and you aim again and then back to you again, you can have all your bonuses.
That's -40
to hit. -4 difficulty rating to hit.
It says
aim 2 R?
2 rounds.
Oh, 2 rounds. Okay.
Yep.
So next round I fire, or is it next round?
Next round.
Okay, got it.
JC.
Okay.
You now have a man on your hood.
I do. I also want to...
jump out of your car onto the motorcycle.
Just a little switcheroo. No,
what's
I want to... I want to look at my dog and his sister, take the wheel. She lunges over. She just grabs the wheel. She's like just holding it still.
It's a very well-trained dog.
Great driver.
My whatever gun I have, let's see.
Pistol.
I just have a pistol. And I want to try to shoot at the tires of this
nice.
Vehicle.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So, here's the thing. Your first ranged attack of any encounter is at... Does it mean my first or the first ranged?
Your first.
My first ranged attack of any encounter is at -2 DR and does +2 damage.
So you have a -2 to your difficulty rating to hit here.
Mm-hmm.
And you do an additional 2 damage.
Roll d20.
Yep.
Okay. 12... So
Total.
-2,
yeah,
and yeah, +4, so 14.
You're looking for a 10 here.
Sweet. Okay, and then damage is a d6.
Yep.
3
damage, and this guy has a d4 of armor here.
Oh, and does +2 damage, so
it's 5 damage. So he has...
What is the tire?
Oh, the tire, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Just stacks.
It's, yeah. Okay. So you did 5... He blocks 2 of it, which is just enough damage to take him out. You hit that front tire on the driver's side, and dude immediately starts swerving. He's screaming. He's like, we're going down! The guy in the gun's like, kind of all goes slow-mo. He's like, The guy goes off the side of the road onto like the weird inclines that all these Texas road have. He's just like right into a billboard that just says, "At 3 weeks, I have eyelashes." Takes it down, whole thing just falls on top of this Cybertruck. You're gonna do just a mountain of flames.
What?
The Edison truck.
You solved my Cybertruck riddle. My Edison truck riddle. I'll edit that around. Cyber's not a...
copyright. Said Cyber Dallas earlier, so...
Yeah, I mean...
Cyborg. Cyborg truck. Cyborg truck. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Tesla.
The Morkbark?
Tesla.
Mork truck?
Is that what he said?
It's made by Tesla. The Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
So yeah, y'all take out...
The Secret Life of Pets.
Y'all take out this... this Edison truck as it slams into a billboard and falls on top, crushing this guy in the Gatling gun. The guy who's driving like kind of clambers out of it as you guys drive away. He's like, I'll get you.
Just like turn around and just shoot him.
Yeah, sure.
It's not even cool. It's just like, like that. I just turn around and get him.
I'm watching him.
I railgun him? Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, you just turn this guy to dust. He's like, I'll get. Like the Half Life 2, like.
And just like particles.
Remy's like, ooh, good thing I didn't do that.
I'm watching him do the scope.
That
I'm
like, so what the fuck is he doing over there? I would go right to hell if I did that. But it was pretty cool that you did it.
Yeah.
Are you going to clamber down from.
No, he doesn't.
No, I imagine you guys are watching that.
You're just chilling on the roof of this car? All right.
Yeah. Thanks, sister.
Yeah, y'all continue along the road to New Austin.
We discussed that pretty quick.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Well, I wrote this before he had a railgun that did a shit ton of damage, so.
I talk to the dog real quick, and I kindly ask, is your dog a girl? Is it a, what's
sister,
that's right.
Sister.
I ask her to kindly not slam on the brakes, because if she does, I'll die.
She's not driving anymore. Oh. She's back in. I'm back in.
I ask you then.
Yeah, sure. Hang on. Just in case. I forget.